Hey pedestrians, Corey here. Today's episode is going to be a bit different. If you listened to the podcast in the past, you know that I've never missed an episode. Today, that's changing. Our main co-host, Zay Crypto, took the reins this week and interviewed talented jazz-influenced hip-hop artist and Rawest Formation collaborator, Drazon Midwest. Without further ado, I'll hand things over to Zay. Enjoy the show. You're listening to Gab Street, Columbus, Ohio's number one podcast for the counterculture. Hear unique, honest perspectives from the most talented creatives in your city about our most important issues, and discover your new favorite people along the way. Support your locals before they go global.
Man, okay, Dre, where the fuck have you been, bro? I haven't heard shit from you since fucking...
Yeah, man, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Okay, because, like, okay, when I met you, I think, it was, that one project with, like, Billboards, This Pain.
Mm-hmm.
That was
called Midwest EP.
Yeah, Midwest. That was a cool project, man. That was.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Came from.
Everybody listening to this, go look up the Midwest EP and everything else that Dre's made, because the Midwest EP was the first thing I heard from him. And that was Dre is okay. Little known fact, by the way, welcome to Gab Street. Hi guys. This is Zay. I'm here with Dre, Zay Crypto, Drazon Midwest. We're going to try something a little different today. Me and Corey have been talking about me filling in a little more on the podcast and trying to handle some of the interviews on my own. So welcome to the first Zay Crypto exclusive. Corey's on a date with his boyfriend right now, so he doesn't even know what's going on.
Got him.
But yeah, welcome to Gab Street, Dre.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And shout out Corey. Shout out you, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Thank you.
All right. But yeah, the Midwest EP, this was the first thing I heard from this man. It's five songs. Or no, it's not. It's six. Yeah, six songs. It's dope. Go check it out. I guess the first question I have for you, Dre, is what got you into rap in the first place, and like, what does rap music mean to you?
Okay, as I exhale, so the thing that I was like growing up, I was always around music. You know, the typical single parent home, mom, and I got like four brothers with me, so. Mm-hmm. Growing up, people always have her music playing. You know, she's old school. So I will always hear that through the house. And I was like in the choir with my brothers. So that just like kind of gave me like a musical, you know, mind just because I was always around it. So like I would have like favorite artists like Lil Wayne growing up. I just saw how good he rapped. I was like, man, I want to try this. And then, you know, moving to Florida in 2008. Actually met this guy. He had a studio in his house, and I swear that's where it started, man. 2009. So we just recorded all the time. We're recording through a shoebox and a sock as the pop filter. So like, yeah, man, we just had big like inspirations, man, to do something.
That's some classic shit, yeah. Man.
And so it just turned into a lifelong, like, you know,
2008. So you've been at this for like what, like almost 13 years now, right?
Yeah, man, literally been writing songs for 13 years, like no exaggeration.
Had you tried writing lyrics before you ever got in a studio, or was that kind of the inspiration that got you started on the lyrics?
Yeah, that was the inspiration, man, just you know, putting my thoughts to paper. I remember I was in eighth grade and I actually wrote a rap, and I still have it recorded in my voice recorder. I pulled it up out of my email.
That's
and
awesome.
It was from when I was in eighth grade, man. I'm like, wow. I sound like a little nasally kid. Yo, 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 what's up? Check me out, though.
That's fucking awesome. Man. Keep that shit, Dre. You gotta save that for when you're fucking all the way grown up.
I am saving it up. It was in the beat that it was on. It was In the Morning by J. Cole. So, you know, remember when that first dropped? That was like 2009, something like that. So I was just, you know, going in on that. And J. Cole is my favorite rapper, by the way. It always will be like that. just how he carries himself and just what he talks about, man. It'll get you through a lot.
J. Cole is great. I used to not appreciate J. Cole as much as I do now, but he's not so much a rapper as he is like, he is a rapper, but he's more than that. He's definitely like probably a really positive influence on a lot of kids these days.
Man.
He's a role model for sure.
For sure. For sure, man.
Who do you think is underrated in Columbus?
Whew, that's a long list, man.
True.
Because I feel like Columbus is more like people should bring attention to like the drill street music. It seems like the Chicago, Detroit rap. That seems like what they like. Mm-hmm. But there's guys here like that are great. Like you starting off, like I heard music from you. Man, I was really impressed. And especially when you first played me a song like a couple years ago. I was like, yo, this is nice, man. Well, I think we're in a car. And if y'all don't know, me and Zay, we work together.
Yeah.
Selling Dirk to you. To get specific. And we would go to stores together and I'll hang out with them and play music. So to start out, you are underrated. And the last song I listened to, man, I just replayed it. I'm like, yo, this is actually dope, man. You can just sit back and enjoy your ride and just play this. Man, so you, no, for nothing. It's nothing, man. Trigno, it definitely is underrated. A lot of people know about him, like our generation. Mm-hmm. But like, I think like the older heads, the younger generation, they need to catch on because bro is dope. Like,
for real though.
His wordplay, his bars, how he harmonizes with singers, like he's dope. It's real music. So, Trigno, and what's another guy? There's a lot of people. I can't think of their name, but you two, man, right now are on the top of the list for me.
Honestly, yeah, there's so many underrated artists in Columbus. It's hard to keep track of all of them.
Man, like if I go through my Instagram, I can name you a lot more.
Do you know Asia with a dollar sign?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She works. She's with Ross Formation.
Yeah, yeah.
Her
she's,
too.
She's dope. Yeah.
Her voice. Whew.
Yeah, yeah. She's hard. She's
definitely hard. Lamont, this dude named Lamont sings. He's in Trig. He's in Ross Formation with Trig. Mm. Dope. Dope, man.
Yeah. How did you get connected with Ross Formation, by the way?
I would say like in 2015. I was working with this artist developer. He had his own little setup, mm-hmm. In a building that he rented out. So a lot of artists would go meet up with him and you know just get advice and guidance because like he works with a lot of people. Like he has a Grammy winning producer that comes by and just plays them songs. You know, he's the real deal. So he was an advisor for artists, and I would meet a lot of people there. And one day Trig was there, and he played Trig my music, and Trig played me his music, and we were just both like fans of each other, man. So from there forward, we just like, you know, we just kept in touch. Did a song together. He's doing his thing. And I'm proud of him where how far he came, but no, we just got like a 5-year run of like being bros, man. It's just cool. Bros. Even without the music, we cool, man. So it's all love there.
Yeah, that's so important. I kind of have a love hate relationship with the music business because it's it's not the same unless you actually are cool with the person.
Exactly. And if not, it's everything's fake, man.
Yeah, for real though. I wonder. Do you know if that producer would be J. Rawls by any chance? Because that sounds kind of like J. Rawls.
What's J. Rawls? I know you're talking about, but I don't think that's him. His name is what was his name? His name was like, oh man, let me find him. Can't think of the name off the top of my head, but yeah, he's the real deal.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. I didn't know you knew Ross Formation, for so long.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was actually a part of the group for a minute. But you know, like circumstances keep me as in the loop as I wanted to be. So basically, we just, you know, we decided I will always be affiliated with them. They show me love. I go out if they have a show, I'll go support. Yeah, you know, they show me love. So those are my love there, man. So
hell yeah. Yeah, I haven't like really been in too close contact with you for the past few years, but it sounds like you've gone through a lot, man. And I'm not gonna ask you to get into all that, but I will ask you, how is 2020 for you?
2020 was crazy. It was a year we never seen before. A lot of pain, but like definitely learned a whole lot about yourself in 2020. I feel like if you ain't find yourself in 2020, whew, I don't think you are going to, because like we had a lot of time in the house, had a lot of time to ourselves, man, and the world basically like kind of shut down for a minute, so you really ain't have a choice.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. It's been a year to remember for sure.
Oh yeah, I call it like a discovery year.
Honestly, yeah, I learned a lot about myself this year that I wasn't expecting to.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, fucking 2020, man. This whole past 4 years has been pretty historic, but 2020 is going in the history books for sure.
Top of the list.
Yeah.
They're going to make a movie called 2020. Just like they did 2020.
This is like kind of off topic, but did you hear about the aliens, bro?
Nah, what happened?
Okay, like, okay, so this is just me being a fucking nerd, but the Pentagon released like some shit about declassified UFOs, like straight up, bro.
Official.
And I'm pretty sure, I haven't like actually looked into this, but I'm pretty sure they've also confirmed that they have access to off-world vehicles, whatever the fuck that means.
Bruh.
I'm serious, like, okay. Maybe it's just a bunch of conspiracy nonsense, because you know you can't trust anything on the internet these days, but I'm pretty sure that shit is real.
Bro, I would be shocked, but like not like it's a universe, you know what I mean? We're just a dust in the wind compared to how big the universe is. So like you can't really tell me there isn't other life forms out there.
Yeah.
Like,
if aliens came to Earth, do you think you'd be excited or scared or both?
Fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Not excited at all. Like, terrified. What? Like, what do y'all have? What are y'all doing here? Y'all, I feel like y'all came all the way over here. Y'all ain't come over here to be friends. Y'all came over here to take over. Y'all want to take over.
Yeah, I mean, if we do meet aliens, we better fucking hope and pray that they're not like us, because, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's just hope that you need to be, like, a certain amount of civilized before you have access to the stars.
Exactly.
Can you imagine how fucked up America would be if we had access to other alien planets?
Jeez. We'll be trying to make money off them. You know how America is. Greedy fucks.
The only reason we haven't gone to space yet is because Congress doesn't know there's oil in space.
Bruh.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm turning into a fucking nerd. Let me see.
Hey, man, whoever ain't know nothing, now they know.
Man, who do you look up to as an artist and as a person, if you got anyone like that?
Artist-wise, I have to go with J. Cole right now. Like, I know Kendrick Lamar is my favorite rapper, but I'm not really sure what he does. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And he's just too private. You know, J. Cole will show himself. He'll show, like, documentaries with his Dreamville group. You know what I mean? So, like, you see what J. Cole's about. Yeah. So like he's definitely a role model. I'm not saying Kendrick isn't, but you know, J. Cole definitely is. And like as a person, man, I look up to Will Smith, man. I think he's just like he came from a rough background. You know what I mean? He overcame the cards that was laid for him. He's just such like a good dude, man. Like, and you can tell like he's so genuine and happy, man. So the way he carries himself, he's definitely a role model. He's a father figure. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's not always in the blogs for some dumb shit. Like, Will Smith, definitely. I definitely need to meet him, get some advice. And just, you know what I'm saying? That energy he has is just, you want it.
Honestly, yeah, Will Smith is a fucking, he's a machine, dude.
Bruh.
He gets shit done.
Man. No questions asked. Straight action. Like, is there three of you, Will? Like, there's only one of you? Like, sheesh.
Yeah. Man. Okay, this is like just a personal question, but how many unreleased songs do you think you have written in the past year?
Man, because it's going to sound like I'm exaggerating. In the past year, bro, like, I have like near 100 songs, bro, that
holy
I like.
Shit.
Like, I'll say a good 75, bro. Like 70 to 75 songs. And in my voice recorder, I voice record all of them. I can just scroll down my voice recorder and just boom, boom. There's a lot of songs, bro.
Do you listen to those in the car, the crappy mixes and all?
I listen to them. I have an album of voice recorders.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. So like when I go to studio, I just listen to what song I want to do next, find a beat that matches up to that, and I know exactly how it goes, know what to say. I don't have to look at a pen and paper, you know, or notes. I don't have to look at notes. I just feel it. I take myself, because when I do a song, I go to a certain emotion. I try to hit an emotion. So
yeah,
put myself in that emotion, and then I do a song. That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. That's I don't know if everybody does that, but I wouldn't know how to make music if I didn't try to like capture something in the song.
Exactly. Exactly. The great ones, that's what the great ones do, man.
Yeah. No, for real.
You feel something from music, you know, you feel something from music because mm-hmm. they're putting the most into it. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to make the kind of music that makes you go, "Holy shit, like what did I just experience?"
Right. There's layers to it.
For real.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a pretty personal question, and I'm not going to ask you to go too in deep if you don't want to, but how does your life connected to your music? What are some of the stories that your music tells that you'd like to share, if any?
So, like, there's a song. It's, like, real rowdy. But it tells a story. It's like, "On My Own, Monster."
Mm-hmm.
My niggas, they call me a monster. So like that was directly linked to me being homeless at one point. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I was young, like fresh out of high school, like, or in high school, or you know what I mean? Like that young type.
Damn.
Shit. So, just me like just going through that, it just like, it gave me like a fire, man. And like, I would just treat the studio like this. The studio was the reason, or the microphone was the reason I was homeless. That's how I treated it. So like, I would just go so hard. When I get my pen and pad, I just feel the energy. I got to stand up and pace back and forth while I'm doing it. You know what I mean? So like, just that homeless feeling and me going through it, feel like I ain't had nobody there for me, on my own. You know what I mean? Turned me to a monster. So yeah, that if you listen to that, you'll know exactly what I mean.
I'm gonna listen to that song after this interview.
Hell yeah.
Well, you've been at this for a while, man. What's like an ideal career for you? What are some of your long term goals?
Yeah, man. Ideal career for me at this point, man, would just be to live through my purpose and make money off of it. Well, and have fun and just keep good people around me. If I'm you know, getting people to connect with my music and that they really love it, like that's good enough for me. Like the money part, you have to have the money to live, but
for sure.
I really get the best feeling, which is priceless, is just off somebody like appreciating my music like genuinely and connecting with them, you know what I mean? So that there alone is just love. So anything else is just a bonus after that.
Does fame scare you a little bit?
It definitely, It definitely it's mind blowing. It's not really mind blowing, but it's like you cannot like relax.
Yeah.
You always got to be not really looking over your shoulder, but just attentive to everything, just because like shit can hit you from so many ways.
Yeah, I know.
You know, right? so many ways, and one bad apple can spoil the bunch. You know what I'm saying? Like just it's just certain shit you gotta watch for a lot. You got a target on your back, whether it's from women wanting to, you know what I'm saying, get you in bed for your money, mm-hmm. type shit, or your homies trying to snake you, or people just hating on you. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of shit. But then again, it's what you represent and who you keep around you. So
yeah,
you just gotta have a bubble.
Honestly, I'm kind of afraid of fame. I think if I was famous, the thing I would hate the most is everybody being nice to me for no goddamn reason.
Ooh, we yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would rather be like famous, or just famous, or just like well known?
Man, like yeah, I would never shoot, like never work to be famous. Like I feel like fame is just like. It's an illusion, I feel like. Like, what are you famous for? Like, cause you can be famous for a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Definitely would not want to be, like, very famous. Like the whole global, like a Justin Bieber type. Dude, nah, man. He's too famous. Like, they treat him like a zoo animal. Every time they go out, camera. Like, that would get annoying.
Yeah, I feel really bad for people like Justin. Because...
Yeah.
You get no privacy.
You can't leave it. None.
Yeah. Do you think you're gonna stay posted in Columbus for a while, or do you have plans to take it to another part of the country?
No, I was thinking about nowhere specific, but I'm just thinking about going west.
Mm-hmm.
I was born south, seen that side of it. I think. Like going west, there's a lot of stuff out there to do and to get into. A lot of people that's like behind the scenes of music, not just artists. Like, but I want to start like talking to producers and meet new people that do video producing. Just talk to the people that's behind it, man. Get connections there.
Yeah, you definitely need some music videos, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You and me both, but like for sure you. You definitely need some music videos.
Yeah, man. It can only bring positive change. So I don't see why not. It has to be great, though.
Hell yeah. Picky. Hell yeah.
Like, once they see a bad video, they can't unsee it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Have you ever thought about like the style of music video you would want?
Oh, man, all the time. I go into depth like out of the art or what I want to portray in a video. So like today I was thinking about like an animated version of me, and as I'm saying the lyrics, I'm just like passing through time. Huh. And like whether I'm clubbing or I'm just like going to work, it's just time is passing. Just passing me by, and you know, I'm just going through the motions type shit. So like, and I'm animated as well. I just have a bunch of different ideas, man, that can be brought to life. But definitely,
that's really cool. I would like to see something like that. I bet you would kill that too.
Oh man, definitely, man. I'll do my freaking best.
Yeah. Well. Now that you've got all this music, like, do you plan on releasing an album or two if you get the chance?
Yeah. I also planned on just dropping, like, videos for, like, 5 songs that I already have. Like, I was thinking, like, I don't have to start from scratch. I can, like, you know what I'm saying, pick up the pieces from where I was already at. True. And just, like, you know, make those better, you know, magnify those, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely gonna drop some videos to songs that are already, because they're just on SoundCloud, not on Spotify, some are on YouTube, but like it's still new to a lot of people, so
why not for sure. Like you SoundCloud has some shit on it, but you know, not enough people know about Dre. I know I'm biased, but you know, whatever. Man, it's challenging being an artist. I know. It's challenging in different ways for a lot of different people. But what do you think are some of the biggest challenges to you? What is like the worst part about being an artist to you?
That's a good question, man. Holy. So like, I haven't, you know, reached a fame level of artistry, so I know this answer can change.
For sure.
But right now it's just like just giving across the message. Like, I know I got the melody and I'll say some stuff, but like, what am I saying to you? What message are you getting from it? Just always having the message in every single, you know what I mean, in every single song. Or maybe if you're not doing a message, but having like subject matter, like it's not the hardest part, but it's the challenging part. And that's what separates the good from the great, your subject matter.
Yeah.
So just keeping that like, you know what I mean, solid. I feel like you always got to like practice, kind of keep your mind, you know, do mind working and warming up. Reading is not bad. You know what I mean? Just stuff like that.
For sure. How often do you write 16s?
I'm not gonna say every single day, but I need to.
Yeah.
Man, to be honest, what I've been doing recently has, I've just been like playing it by ear. I haven't even been writing. So like, I'll play the beat and I'll think of how I want to start the song in my head. So I would literally record. I voice record it now. So it's like, that's like writing it for me, voice recording it. So yeah. I'll do like the first two bars like 10 times until it sounds perfect. And then I'll just keep going and going, adding from there. So punching in basically without recording.
Okay.
Well, yeah, if you heard the last like 5 songs I made, you won't find any lyrics for them like on paper because I didn't write them.
That's pretty cool, actually. I've never tried to make music that way. I actually just recently started writing lyrics on my phone.
That's a good one too. I used to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it better than pen and paper, but it's definitely like easy to do like in the moment, just quick and get it out.
Definitely. I'm glad you said that. That pen and paper, it's like, it's, I always should think of it as this, like it's direct, it's connected. Well, I'm left-handed, so it's connected to my heart. So when I'm writing, it comes out better. You know what I mean? I can't explain it, man. It's like a spiritual thing for me.
There is something about it. Also, it's very helpful to just be able to quickly cross something out instead of having to fucking backspace and like.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the workflow.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think the thing that I hate about being an artist is the self-promotion and like, you know how like you have to be on social media if you want to make it. I fucking hate that.
That's true too. That's a good one right there, bro.
Yeah, I hate social media.
You have to network. Maybe I talk to people that you wouldn't normally talk to, and all type of shit. Like, yeah. You gotta be friendly and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like me personally, I'll try to like get active on social media to promote my shit. And I'll do it for a little bit. And then I'll get depressed and I won't do shit because I've been on social media.
Right. Social media is depressing, bro. And I just, that's another thing I learned too. Social media is like, it's the devil, bro. Like, it just is. It can affect how you think, feel about yourself, feel about people around you. Just because you're seeing like a certain image of somebody all day, every day. You know what I mean?
It's such a double-edged sword.
Ooh. That's a better word for it. It's definitely, it's a dagger.
Yeah.
Double A.
I always thought it would be kind of funny to start an Instagram account and only post the, like, the stuff that's embarrassing or bad about me. Because everybody's always trying to show off for the gram. Just be like, oh, yeah, I shit my pants today.
That is funny. That is absolutely funny.
But I don't know. I don't think I'd be too scared to put myself out there like that. I'm too scared to put myself out there like in a positive way, so.
Yeah, it's like jumping off a cliff, bro. Like, that's what it feels like, especially performing.
Yeah.
That's what you're just jumping off a cliff, bro.
When was the last time when was the last time you performed, bro?
Shit. Oh man. Whew, I don't want to say it. It's been a while, man.
Yeah.
Well, 2000 2016, man. No. Yeah, 2017. I'm sorry, 2017.
Okay.
January 2017.
Yeah, I've only performed
This has
once.
been a while.
I've only performed once, but I miss it. I was at the Gab Street party last year. Shout out to Corey. I fucking love you, 'cause I wouldn't have ever performed without Corey. And like, big shout out to Corey, 'cause he made one of my dreams come true. That was a great
Corey's the man.
party.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, were you like shitting your pants when you first was about to go up?
Honestly, like, I was more like shitting my pants the whole week before, and then I kind of got into this sort of dream state the day of, and I was smoking a lot of weed, that helped. But like, the mentality that I had was, you've wanted this for so long, why are you scared? Just fucking like pretend that you're a rock star, like you were pretending when you were a dumb kid smoking weed in high school. And I was just pretending to be a rock star, and it kind of worked out.
So you just activated that mindset, basically.
Kind of, yeah. But it was really scary right when I walked on stage, but as soon as like the beat dropped, I'll never forget that. Like, it's something else being on stage performing your own music.
Man, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Definitely is.
Yeah,
Like you said, like that anticipation, like the week before it hits hard, and then right when you walk on the stage, it's like, oh my God.
yeah. But
I'm doing this.
it's a high, right? Like, there's nothing else
All right.
like it. Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Nothing like it, bro.
I've been missing that moment. I was so mad that COVID hit, because I had plans to go back on stage this year, and I didn't get to, but it's all good, 'cause it's a new year.
Definitely. And
Remember when
like,
we were all saying New Year, New Me last year?
when. Oh, I was thinking about that. Oh, that's funny. We had no idea what was coming.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but
No, 2021 was 2020 was crazy, man.
yeah,
That shit was crazy.
it's 2021 now. Thank God.
21.
Yeah. Man, yeah. I don't wanna jinx anything, but I'm somewhat hopeful about this year. I don't have any, and I don't expect anything out of this year, but I'm trying to maintain like a positive mentality about the future, 'cause I mean that's all you can do for real. But yeah, just maintain your mental health, honestly, is the best way
A
to
big one.
do anything, 'cause my mental health was kind of shot this year. I think a lot of people's were.
Yeah, oh yeah. Definitely, man.
But
We were all weird this year, man. We all had our weird moments.
yeah, I got a couple good songs out of it, so it's whatever.
Oh yeah. Bro.
I got a couple more questions for you, Dre, before we go. What kind of legacy do you want to leave?
Just I'm not gonna say like I wanna be known as like a Will Smith, 'cause I'm not perfect, you know what I mean? I got my vices.
Yeah.
But I just wanna be known as like really passionate and really great at, not to sound cliche, but like I really do wanna be known as passionate and great and one of the best at what I did. Like I don't wanna ever be put in a box like he was a great rapper or singer, like he was just creative, he was just a great artist.
Dude, I feel that heavy.
I'm glad it's making sense, man, because I'm winging it.
Hey,
But
you
definitely,
and me
like
both,
I'm just
bro.
trying to, yeah, touche, touche. But I'm coming. But yeah, man, definitely that. Just known for that, man. I got distracted, my bad. But yeah, just to finish that question off, that's basically it, man. Nothing too crazy. I mean, I know my close friends, the people that know me, they'll know me for something else, but worldly, globally, however, whoever my hears my music, that's what I want to be known as.
Yeah.
Helping them be a beacon of being able to help them out of situations. You know what I mean? Because I know that's what's happened to me. That's why I appreciate people like J. Cole's, the Kendricks, the Isaiah Rashad's. I ain't mentioned him, but you know who Isaiah Rashad is? He's in TDE.
Yeah, actually, I think you were the one that got me into Isaiah Rashad heavy. Like the Sun's Tirade. I fucking love that album.
Oh my God, my favorite. I'm gonna listen to that when we hang up, man, because I ain't heard it in a while. But that was one of my favorite albums of all time. Honestly. That shit is so underrated, bro. It's so good, like so good. I don't get it, but either way, yeah, man, that's really it. Just known, man.
I think that's about all the questions that I have for you, Dre. Do you have any last minute shout outs you want to give?
Definitely shouts out to Ross Formation and Trick Knowing Them. They do the Sang and Hangout every Sundays. It's been postponed due to COVID, but pretty soon, really soon, they're gonna put that back up. So if you catch wind of this, definitely check out Sang and Hangout on Sundays at the Pelican Room. It's going down. Other than that, man, it's been great. I'm so glad to have had the chance to talk to you.
Hell yeah.
The podcast, you already know. Hope I ain't sound like too weird, man, because y'all asked me some deep questions. I'm over here like looking deep within myself trying to pull it out. So
hey, it's all good.
Hope everything came out cool, man.
No, this was great. I'm glad we could sit down and do this because I was
48 minutes?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yo, this didn't feel like... This felt like 20 minutes.
I know, right? No, it's always that way. Like, when Corey first interviewed me, I was like, what the fuck? It's been an hour already?
It's been an hour, damn it. Okay. Damn.
Yeah. Okay, shout out Ross Formation. Shout out Trigno. What was that? Your audio was being a little weird. Can you just repeat what you said about?
Oh yeah, I was receiving a call. Sang and Hangout. Ross Formation, they do Sang and Hangout. If you don't sing, if you just want to catch good vibes, we all link up and group together and we just do sing-alongs. Whether you want an acapella, everybody sing together. Whether you got some of your own stuff, it's always at the Pelican Room, and it's been recently postponed due to COVID. But it will start back soon. So just definitely check that out. You can check out the Ross Formation page as well to stay updated. And Sang and Hangout page.
That sounds pretty great, actually. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you're going. Well, as soon as the first opening back, I'm there.
Yeah.
You're there, too.
Hell yeah. All right, man. Well, shit. This has been a Zay Crypto exclusive on the Gab Street Podcast. Without Corey, but Corey's here in spirit, so I'm really glad that we could do this, Dre. I was disappointed that we couldn't, was it like yesterday or something? But yeah, we got it done. Everybody go check out Dre's music. I swear to God, I'm not just being biased when I say this man is underrated. Like, I don't do this a lot. I don't really endorse people on this podcast, but please listen to Dre. Drazon Midwest on SoundCloud. Are you on Spotify, bro?
No, not right now.
Okay, well,
SoundCloud, on YouTube.
You can work on that for sure. But yeah. SoundCloud.com, Drazon Midwest. If you go to my page, I'm following him. You know, whatever. But however you get there, listen to this guy's music. It's great. He's got more on the way soon, I hope.
Yeah, definitely, man.
But yeah, thank you so much for being here, Dre. I guess that's it. We'll catch you on the next episode, Pedestrians.